Hope you're doing well. Here's our Now on the News update. I'm Reggie Yakee from the CNN Center in Atlanta. We're going to start with a second collapse in Haiti, and this time it's also happening at a school. The Haitian Red Cross confirmed the accident in central Port-au-Prince. Now, there are reports of casualties in this one. You'll remember just last week, more than 90 people were killed in the rubble of a school in a nearby part of Haiti, near the capital. Authorities blamed poor construction. For the third day in a row, three blasts ripped through Baghdad. Today's killed six people. In Nineveh province, two U.S. soldiers were killed, six others wounded, when someone wearing an Iraqi army uniform opened fire. In Mosul, gunmen stormed the house of a Christian family, killing two sisters and wounding their mother. Iran tested a new long-range missile, which it claims is more accurate than any other in its arsenal. Iran's defense minister says the missile has a range of 1,200 miles, which means it could hit Israel. The Islamic Republic says it's a defense weapon, not a response to any threats. Israel has threatened military action against Iran to prevent it from building nuclear bombs. The big three automakers say they need help to stay afloat. In fact, as early as next week, Congress could start considering using some of that $700 billion bailout to give emergency assistance to GM, Ford, and Chrysler. The Bush administration says the bailout bill doesn't allow for auto industry loans. Democrats plan to pass legislation with or without the current president's cooperation. GM says it could run out of money by the end of the year if it doesn't get government aid. The company posted a $2.5 billion quarterly loss on Friday. In Connecticut, same-sex couples can start tying the knot today after a judge finalized the order allowing for marriages. Connecticut has allowed civil unions since 2005, but it will now join Massachusetts as the only other state in the U.S. to legalize same-sex marriage. That's what's happening right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com for more on these stories and the other developing news of the day.